New York City motorists, get ready for another reduction in the speed limit across New York. State leaders revealed on Thursday, as a part of the emerging state budget, that the City Council will gain authority to enact legislation to lower the current default speed limit of 25 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour on most streets across the five boroughs. During a press conference, Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed the inclusion of a version of Sammy's Law in the final budget agreement. Named in memory of Sammy Cohen Eckstein, a 12-year-old Brooklyn boy fatally struck by a speeding driver in 2013, the bill reflects years of advocacy led by his mother, Amy Cohen, and other grieving parents. Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal, D. Manhattan, a sponsor of the bill along with Senator Brad Hoylman Sigel, affirmed that the measure is poised for passage. However, lawmakers clarified that the adjustment would not extend to some of the city's busiest streets, that is, on roads with three or more lanes of traffic heading in one direction. The reduction in speed limits is seen as a critical step in curbing traffic fatalities. Advocates believe it will prevent senseless tragedies while honoring the memory of those lost. The agreement represents a significant victory for street safety advocates and underscores the importance of persistent advocacy. Governor Hochul emphasized the importance of empowering localities to make decisions that serve their constituents' interests. "I feel it's a success for the localities to be empowered to do what they think is right for their constituents," Hochul said. "I cannot wait to hug Sammy's family, and we'll do an official signing, with a lot of tears, I'm sure." While Albany's response to the City Council's previous request for lower speed limits faced challenges, city officials and advocates alike welcome the imminent change, recognizing it as a vital step towards safer streets.